Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
That's a magic number. It's the magic number.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We move from our SmackDown debate about the singer named Lizzie Grant, who reinvented herself as Lana Del Rey, to a discussion with music journalist Lizzie Goodman, who, as near as we can tell, only has one alias, and that would be Elizabeth Goodman. She joins us for our weekly roundup of great new releases. We call it the Soundcheck Pick 3. Lizzie, welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
We talked a little bit about Lana Del Rey, you know,
Yeah. Much
buzzed about. She was on Saturday Night Live. Your pick three begins with another band very recently on Saturday Night Live,
mm-hmm.
and also much buzzed about. Tell us about Sleigh Bells.
Yeah, and also much criticized for their SNL performance. Sleigh Bells is a duo of largely electronic and guitar-based musicians based in New York who play this kind of incredibly loud, again, not to continue with the Lana Del Rey thing, but nostalgia heavy, nostalgia for the 80s, nostalgia for high school, nostalgia
mm-hmm.
for punk rock, nostalgia heavy pop rock. It's very loud, it's very intricate, and it's kind of apocalyptic party music. And they have a new album out called Reign of Terror that just came out very recently, and they are on tour behind it.
Mm-hmm. Is their second record, is it different from
the
debut, Treats?
You know, in exactly the right ways, I would say. I mean, Treats was a huge kind of breakthrough success for them. They really had, their sound is like a kind of patchwork approach to music making in the same way someone like Girl Talk or kind of more traditional old school hip hop does with sampling and kind
mm-hmm.
of borrowing these pieces of sound. But they'd kind of done it they'd taken that even further down that path and kind of really invented a new texture with these kind of self-created snippets, as if they were sampling themselves, essentially. And that was kind of made a big impression, and so people were really concerned that they would change it up too much on
mm-hmm.
the second record. But it's louder, bigger, a little more confident, but the same idea.
The band is called Sleigh Bells. That is Sleigh Bells from the new album Reign of Terror and a song called Come Back Kids. Starting off, Lizzie Goodman's pick three for us. Lizzie's a columnist for MTV Hive and a frequent contributor to New York Magazine and to Soundcheck. Your pick three continues with Ana Tijoux, the Chilean rapper, singer, songwriter, past guest of ours on Soundcheck. What do you like about her new record, La Bala?
Oh, she's just the coolest. I can't say enough good things about her. I think what I love about this album is that it's exactly kind of what we expect and need from her, in that it sounds great. It sounds like a kind of hybrid traditional hip hop, Latin, reggaeton inflected, but not you know, obnoxiously influenced sound. But it's got this kind of hefty political undercurrent. She wrote it in response to the Chilean student protests of last year, and this is a thing that, you know, artists shy away from now, where it's sort of like it's uncool to be overtly political. It's too obvious. It's too too direct. And what I love about her is that she writes about what's on her mind. So if heartbreak's on her mind, that's what you hear. If rebellion's on her mind, that's what you hear.
And what do we hear in the title track?
You hear kind of pretty anger is how I would describe it. And it's interesting that when you hear music in another language, it's amazing how completely transparent the emotion is nonetheless. And that's what I hear in this song, pretty anger.
Ana Tijoux from Chile in the title track from La Bala.
La pistola lo miraba fijamente bajo el manto brillo cromo de su veneno. Un disparo repentino penetró cada partícula del aire, luego se cayó. Se derramó la primera gota ya por la sien. Se derramó la primera gota ya por la sien. Se derramó la primera gota ya por la sien. Muerte lo miró de forma desafiante, con la sangre entre los dientes y una oscuridad reinante. La bala entre tanto suspendida fija, bailaba un asesinato girando sobre sí misma. Se perdió de vista la vida con su pista, mientras joven padece ante el deceso su conquista. El suelo, de rodillas su peso, cambia lentamente del rojo al hielo.
Angelitos de papel, se han vendido por Babel, ¿quién devolverá esta piel?
From Chile, that is Ana Tijoux. La Bala is the title track of her third and most recent record, and the second of Lizzie Goodman's pick three for us on Soundcheck today. And sort of in keeping with the first two, this final one, Grimes, features female vocals by Claire Boucher. Grimes is essentially a one-woman band, isn't it?
Yeah, that's, she's... Speaking of aliases, this is the moniker she's borrowed under which to do all of her work. I don't know what they're doing up there in Montreal, what they're putting in the water, but there's just such cool, weird music consistently.
Yeah, what would you even call this?
I mean, I know, right? I mean, I keep calling it sort of like body cyborg electro, like it's, you know, which is really, that just rolls right off the tongue, right? But the important elements are that this is definitely electronic musician, and this is a person, you know, everyone's calling it post-internet music. That's been a title for her, in that obviously she has a million influences, everything's been at her disposal, but it's not anodyne, you know, it's not antiseptic in any way. It's not, you know, music from 2001 A Space Odyssey. It feels very human, and so that's what I love about her.
Electronic yet organic. It's Grimes, a.k.a. Claire Boucher, with a song called Genesis from the new album Visions. Post-internet music, it's Grimes from Montreal. The new album is called Visions, and along with the new records from Ana Tijoux and Sleigh Bells, comprises Lizzie Goodman's pick three for us this week on Soundcheck. Lizzie is columnist for MTV Hive and a frequent contributor to New York Magazine. Lizzie, thanks so much for sharing your pick three with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
In a moment, Tiny Victories, a new Brooklyn electropop duo that's full of little surprises. Tiny Victories plays live next.